Michigan poll, Joe Biden, Gretchen Whitmer underwater with likely voters. By Jacob Bliss on January 24, 2022. President Joe Biden and Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, are underwater with likely Michigan voters months ahead of the 2022 election. Where the governor is running for re-election and the president's failed agenda items in Washington will be put to the test with voters. The poll, first reported by ABC 12 News, showed that only 32% of likely Michigan voters have a positive view of Biden's job as president. In comparison, an overwhelming majority, 66%, gave the president a negative review of his job performance. Included in those numbers are 44% who said Biden is doing a poor job and 22% who said the president is just fair. Biden, who has now been in office for over a year, has been plagued with bad poll numbers for months after dealing with the consequences of poor decision-making, such as a supply chain crisis, record-high inflation, and the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. The respondents also gave a poor review to Whitmer, who is up for re-election. Only 45% of the respondents said they have a positive view of Whitmer, while a majority, 52%, viewed the governor negatively. 3% said they were undecided or refused to answer. The poll found that only 41% of the respondents stated that they would support the governor's re-election efforts. In fact, 49% of the respondents said they want to replace her or give someone else a chance in the office. 10% did not want to answer. In a hypothetical 2022 head-to-head matchup between Whitmer and the Republican gubernatorial frontrunner, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, the governor led by 5 points, 46% to 41%. However, 55% of respondents said they did not recognize the former police chief's name. The statewide poll for ABC 12 News was conducted by Epic MRA and asked 600 likely Michigan voters. The poll was carried out last week according to the news organization and showed a 4% margin of error. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.